Now, a recent study shows that hate groups are on the rise. Hate groups are going nuts all across America. So I decided to do an investigation on one of these groups myself. So I went out there to see what all the hate is about. Let's take a look. We are now entering the training compound of one of America's most dangerous and heavily armed hate groups. They call themselves the HKs.
These people come from all walks of life, and they all live here on this compound. They're training in military tactics for what they call the Day of Reckoning.
This is the innermost sanctuary of the HKs, and home of their leader, Marvin Garnes. We're going inside to meet him right now.
Inside, we found a carefully run network of hate information that the HKs are hard at work spreading throughout the country. Finally, I met their leader.
Why do you hate? Some say enough with the hate. What do you say to those people?
Well, Chris, it's not about the hate. I mean, it's about I love America. And I hate people who come over here and ruin it for the rest of us.
Okay. So who's the bad guy? I mean, it's obviously not blacks. Is it white people?
Of course not.
Would it be Jews or immigrants?
Well, first of all, Chris, I'm not a prejudiced man.
Well, Marvin, then who do you hate?
The answer to that question shocked me.
I hate myself.
You hate yourself?
That's right. That's what we're all about here. Hating me. That's what HK stands for. Hate Kevin.
Hate Kevin? But your name's Marvin.
My name was Kevin, but I changed it because I hate Kevin. But that didn't work because I'm still me. And I and all these people here are going to work to fight me. Because if you check your history, you know that I cannot be trusted, I'm a detriment to society, and I must be stopped.
I found out that the HKs, which have over 10,000 members, are all people who, under the leadership of Kevin Garnes, hate Kevin Garnes.
You call that a finger, son? Up between your eyes!
How you doing, son?
Fuck you, son!
Kevin, or Marvin, is using the latest information technology to spread the word that he is a bad guy, worthy of national hate. Kevin has been leading the cause against himself across the country for over 20 years.
This Kevin Garnes, so-called Marvin Garnes, he really doesn't like himself at all. And if you like him, then watch out, because he'll make you hate him by any means necessary.
I first met him in a bar. I thought he was a pretty cool guy, so I told him so. Well, he kicked my ass. He burned my house down, killed my grandmother, and let the air out of my tires. That's when I realized I really hated the bastard. I've been with him ever since.
Okay, slow down, slow down. It's right here on the left. Right here.
What's this all about?
Just gotta teach somebody a little lesson. Okay, come on, let's go. No.
Wait, whose house was that?
That was my house, and I deserved it too, damn it.
You throw a brick at your own house?
That's right. See, the way I figure it, you're either with me, that is against me, or against me because you're with me. See, I don't want you to be with me. See, I want you to be against me, as I am. Otherwise, you're just against me because you're with me. Yeah.
I'm starting to hate you a bit myself.
I'm not like to hear, Chris.
I spoke to two former members of the HKs about the profound effect that Marvin Garnes has over his followers.
Well, I believed everything he said when I was there. I would have done anything he told me to. One time, he came to my room and he made me... he made me kick him in the balls.
What is this Day of Reckoning?
That's the day when all of us all over the country are going to band together in one big indestructible force and kick my ass, Chris. And we're going to kick it good, too.
Well, I have to be honest. I hope that day comes sooner than later.
So do I, Chris. So do I.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talk man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all.
Never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we
crank up your speaker to all my heavy hustling, struggling, revolutionary.
I refuse to be a stereotype in your box. Never want to try to be something I'm not. I'm just a nigga from the block. If you got it twisted, stay blowing on green. If you got it twisted on up, DP's giving a fuck. RBG'd up and some gangster chumps. Throw your fists up on me if you know what's up. All my comrades putting in soldier work. We're gonna dirty with it. Fully dedicated. So real that the radio will never play it. But that's cool. The enemy's supposed to hate. Freedom ain't gonna come till we regulate it. That's why I'm in the dojo. Not just for the video. We really got beef with the popo. Never know when they gon' put you in a chokehold.
Revolution
for
begins with you.
For the radio.
Jordy, what are you waiting about?
Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio.
People say,
yo, hang on, that's police.
What's on the radio? Propaganda, mind control, and turning it on is like putting on the blindfold. 'Cause when you bring in the real, you don't get rotation. Let you take over the station. And yeah, I know it's part of their plans. They make us think it's all about party and dancing. Yo, it might sound good when you spin your rap, but in reality, don't nobody live like that. You wanna know what kind of nigga I am? Let me tell you about the nigga I'm not. I don't fuck with the cops. Platinum don't mean that it gotta be hot. I ain't gotta love it even if they play it a lot. You can hear it when you walk the streets. How many people they reach? How they use music to teach? A radio program ain't a figure speech. Don't sleep, 'cause you could be a radio freak.
Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio.
People's radio, you on the air.
I got a fat chain, I got a fat whip, I got a fat.
Nigga, get off that bullshit.
Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweeters. Turn up your receivers, we bang it off the meter. Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweeters. Turn up your receivers, we bang it for the people. Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweeters. Turn up your receivers, we bang it off the meter.
Freak, freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DP's
dog. We got that heat, dog. People's radio on your stereo for the ghettos and the barrio. Freak, freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DP's, dog. We got that heat, dog. People's radio on your stereo for the ghettos and the barrio.
Y'all gonna get blackballed.
Nigga, what? Nigga, get these blackballs in your mouth.
Crank up your speaker.
To all my heavy hustling, struggling, revolutionary, gang banging, chain ganging. Tune your frequency. I refuse to be a stereotype in your box. Never wanna try to be something I'm not. I'm just a nigga from the block. If you got it twisted, stay blowing on green. If you got it twisted, on up. DP's giving a fuck. RBG'd up and some gangsta chucks. Throw your fists up, homie, if you know what's up. All my comrades putting in soldier work. We rolling dirty with it. Fully dedicated. So real that the radio and never play it. But that's cool. The enemy's supposed to hate it. Freedom ain't gon' come till we regulate them. That's why I'm in the dojo. Not just for the video. Really though, we really got beef with the popo.
Never know when they gon' put you in a chokehold.
This is for you new niggas hoeing for the radio.
Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Break y'all. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Break y'all. Turn off the radio.
And then I rolled over onto the floor and I started going. And I was completely naked. Well, not completely naked. I mean, I had on a towel, but he promised me he'd erase that. He promised me he'd erase it. Oh, I'm a ruined woman.
Oh. Arrgh! Arrgh! Now the A is for the arc and the B is for the vertex. The C is for the cannibal and shoot you in the head. The D is for the balloons and the E is for my eye patch. And the G is for the gold. If you touch it, you'll be dead.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arrgh, arrgh, arrgh.
Hook. The I is for my captain, the J is for John Bachman, who pierces people's face, the K is for a kill, L is for the lover, and the M is for the mutiny, and which didn't happen.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg, arg, arg. Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, where's my grub?
Now the N is for knots, oh no, my bones are sinking. The B is for the peg leg that keeps me standing up. A Q is for quantum leap, R is for the rum, and the S is for the scurvy, which I wish I didn't get.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, radio, arg, arg, arg.
That's underneath my boat. And B is for Mukitas, who plays a sour note. W is tie is this, X marks a spot. Why? Cause I'm a pirate.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg, arg, arg. Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, where's my grog?
You're listening to Free Radio Olympia.
Hi, this is Chuck Norris, and I would like to personally welcome you to
Shock and Awe.
We got Rebus Canibus calling Free Radio Olympia, and he wants to request a song. In fact, he has done it. He has requested a song, and we'll try and get that on for him soon.
We got the mother and the kids. We got the guy in his day. We all get mad. We all get late. Looks like somebody forgot about us. Standing on the corner, waiting for a bus. Say, hey, Mr. Driver, man, don't be slow, 'cause I got somewhere I gotta go. Say, hey, Mr. Driver, man, drive that thing fast. My precious time keeps slipping past. Let's call the mayor, let's complain. Looks like the city's done to us again. In traffic, what do you know? The damn city bus moves so slow. I said, hey, Mr. Driver, now, man, don't be slow, 'cause I got somewhere I gotta go. Say, hey, Mr. Driver, man, drive that thing fast. My precious time keeps slipping past.
Young man, your transfer's expired. Would you please pay full fare?
I just got this transfer.
Hey, can you open up the back
Either
door?
Either pay your 65 cents or you'll have to leave the bus.
You gotta be kidding me, I just got it.
Will you please open up the back door?
We got the mother and the kids, we got the guy in his date. We all getting mad.
My precious time, kiss my ass! Alright. You know what happened? We don't care. Hey, we don't care about that shit here in Olympia.
Turn off that bullshit! Turn off the radio!
I just figured out the ultimate reason to have a silk necktie. That's right. Why silk necktie? Clean the dirty discs. Polish them up. I always polish the disc before I put it in the shit. I don't want it to skip. You know, that's it.
People's Radio.
Yo, hang up. That's police.
This quick. Pancake. Waffle. This quick. Pancake. Waffle. This quick. Pancake. Waffle. Amphetamine omelet on a cold summer day. Polyurethane toast and a dirt flambé.
The Rockin' On Live! ¡Qué calor en el paso!
Do you wanna dance? Ants, ants. We are here, and we're dancing, and we're following the sun. Feel it. It's pushing you to the side. Can you feel it? Ready or not? Ready when you make it. I like a lizzy world when you're banging your niggas. I like you to feel it better when you're niggas.
Some feel the heat and decide that they can't go on. Some like it hot, but you can't tell how hot till you try. Some like it hot, so let's turn up the heat till we fry.
I like this song. I like it so much, I want to hear it again.
All the clever things I should say to you, they got stuck somewhere.
Come on, take me home.
I won't mind if you take off all your clothes. Come on, take them off. Cause I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men have never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died. Now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew into the sky to seek revenge, but the baron shot him down.
Curses wild again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. Now Snoopy had swore that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight. While the baron was laughing, he got him in his sight. Tried everything, but he'd run out of tricks. Snoopy fired once, and he fired twice, and that bloody red baron went spinning out of sight. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was running up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany.
Okay,
it's hot, yeah.
Yeah, really hot. I've got a little more.
Mild case of herpes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel, Schlemiesel, Hasenfeld Incorporated.
We're gonna do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way. Nothing's gonna
coming on that old band. I want you to get together and welcome now.
Posters, how about it?
can't drink to the end of the bar, but let it be. Now don't you be a fool. I'd rather have a seat in sing prison than to sit there by her on that stool. What's that you say? Are you looking for a fight? Buddy,
ain't nothing I mean. Do you see that man at the end of the bar? But now you see that she belongs to him. I can tell by the way he looks at you, but that he shows a quick temper, jealous man.
What's that you say? Are you looking for a fight, buddy?
Tain't nothing to me.
Oh my God, is that my hearing aid?
Yeah, your hearing aid's fucked up.
I cannot barely hear you.
Yo, you'll get kicked off the air. What are you calling about? Hey, this is the AM/PM. This is AM/PM, Mini Mart. You need gas?
I want a bunch of hot dogs.
What?
Hey, all we got are
hot dogs with mustard.
These are, we got it, but they're smart dogs.
They're smart dogs?
Oh yeah, AM/PM got bought out by Tom Robbins.
I thought it was the Baskin Robbins.
No, yeah, you got it. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't go to Ben and Jerry ice cream. I don't think.
You don't think?
What?
Well, Grandma, what happened?
What happened to you? What happened to us?
That's
we had something that's really
true.
Good.
I know. We did. This is dedicated especially to you, sweetheart.
I can barely hear it.
Oh, yeah? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you all right.
All right, hold on. Let me crank that shit. Is that better?
If you want it.
Yo, Grandma, we're the third called up. He was talking dirty about you. He wants to touch you, Grandma.
Who does?
Word the third does.
I don't force the cat.
I gotta turn down the Kellis.
You have all these different people. They all have dumb names. Like Shakana.
Hey, I can't vouch for that guy. Everybody's gotta choose their own shit. You know,
everybody's gotta choose your own shit, but goddamn, good luck.
But
it doesn't get written on your headstone.
No, my headstone's gonna say, "Long live DJ." Woo! What? Grandma, don't hang up, Grandma.
What? I don't like Chris Rock.
That's okay. You like this song, right?
Born in the.
What? Tell me. Do you like the Laverne and Shirley theme song, Grandma? What do you mean? How can you not know? Oh, you
want to make it our way? Making your dreams come true?
Yeah, that one. You like it. Come on, you know you like it.
I guess so.
Hey, Grandma, did you know that people in Olympia are dressing like stormtroopers now, like walking down the street like stormtroopers with skirts?
Well, you mean the kids with the black Carhartts?
No, no, I mean
in
like...
In the wristbands, in the plugs in their ears?
Yeah, but now they're like...
With the tattoos on their faces?
Yeah, but
and
now...
And they look like stormtroopers to me.
Well, no, I'm sure they do, but I mean, like...
Is that what you're saying? All those kids that look like they fell off a boxcar or something?
Negatory.
No, I'm wrong.
I mean, literally, they went to, like, Target, and they got, like, stormtrooper costumes. But, like, they got stormtroopers with dreads coming out the helmets, and, like, their little skirty... Like skirts with patches coming out of their waist belt things, their utility belts.
That's great. I mean, that's good. Because I didn't like the other way.
That's news. And there's a few, there's about
lots
six
of, lots
Darth
of,
Vaders
lots
in
of,
town.
Lots of safety pins and patches.
Yeah, and you know, of course, some of them are getting tattoos on their masks, their helmets,
ooh,
on their
ooh,
faces.
Ooh. That's amazing.
What did you say? What did you say?
I learn something new every time I listen to your show.
Damn right you do.
Damn right. Damn Skippy. Have you ever thought about Easter as the day of the birth of our Lord?
Did I ever think about Easter?
Or is it the day that they killed him?
Oh, yeah. Wait, who killed him? Let's hear
it. Are you confused?
Yes.
As confused as I am.
Oh, yeah. You know why?
Because the goddamn motherfuckers.
I don't understand. Like, I fucked a rabbit.
I thought you were going to make a ham or watch football game or something. Tie me up and put me in a goddamn oven or some shit. Fuck that.
Would I do that, Grandma? Really? Would I put you in the oven? What exactly is your agenda here?
What's your agenda?
Oh, I'm here to fuck shit up. Oh, yes. Wait a minute. I'm supposed to interview... You call me, I interview you. That's how it works.
Oh, okay. Oh, isn't this lovely?
Are you... Have you ever been to...
You're making my no-no spot feel like it's on fire.
Grandma, have you ever been to an ether frolic?
Are you talking about my first year in college?
That's what I mean. I'm just asking.
I don't know. The doctor said that the pain would go away after a couple months.
Well, that was in high school? Are you talking?
That was 50 years ago.
Wow. Your grandma, you can't be that young.
I can't be anything that you want me to be. I'm like a Maladini Spread.
You're a Maladini Spread?
I'm like postmenopause.
I know that.
People dressing like stormtroopers. Isn't that an outrage?
It is. Grandma,
these bunch of Jar Jar Binks motherfuckers out there dressing like stormtroopers.
No, yeah, exactly. But you know
what?
Exactly. If I see somebody dressed as Jar Jar Binks, they're gonna get. I'm gonna. Exactly. I'm gonna call some stormtroopers over if I see somebody dressed as Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, you try to get some sort of a coke or something off them. They won't. They pretend like they don't know you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You got it from the same guy.
Who the fuck are you? A Jedi Knight? Fuck off.
Fucking latte president.
Latte. What does that mean? What do you mean?
That's what you brought up.
I
that other man that you were having sex with last time I talked to the radio.
And that was Word the Third, Grandma.
That was just this little fling, a spring fling.
Oh, you know what? That guy, he's a lazy motherfucker.
He's a Christian.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. What do you do? How do you get around these days? What do you do with you? Grandma? Enough of the quinine. What do you do with yourself?
An Easter party? Are you throwing one?
Yes.
Is it a happy Easter?
Yeah, happy Easter. That's on Sunday. We're going to...
Now, what are you doing on...
We're going to break open eggs and sniff them.
What are you doing on May 1st? I think all those people are going to be...
Are you flirting with me?
Party. What?
Are you trying to get me to kiss you again?
Well, you use a lot of tongue, son.
I do, but you're not supposed to admit that. You're not supposed to out that shit on the air. We had an agreement.
We did? Well, I must have drank too much gin.
Okay. And milk? What does milk and gin taste like, Grandma? I won't try. I want to know. You tell me.
It tastes like the titty milk that came out of me.
Oh.
When I was having my first child. I drank so much gin.
Okay, fine. That's where you're going to be.
I'm not being evasive.
I'm not. No, you certainly aren't. Okay, Grandma, do you what's going on? Do you have a request or like you want to interview me or what?
I don't know.
I'm just
it's
a rhyme, sir.
Is Donkey Dick dead?
Donkey Dick is gone.
I can't believe that.
I want to play you a song, Grandma.
What song are you gonna play for me?
The song I started my show off with this evening. Can't help it, I gotta play it again. It's so good, and I want you to hear it, babe.
I want you
it's
to
got,
show me the way.
It's got 83,444 views. Here, check
up,
this out,
brother?
Babe.
It's
Yo, it's D-Lo.
G? When'd you get up, man?
This morning, man. Good to be home now.
Gee, girl, I ain't seen you in a minute. I know you got some foot in. I ain't been trying to see nobody. I needed to get over losing my man.
I didn't even know you had a man.
Girl, they all scrubs.
Yo, think. Before you got locked up.
What do you think so far?
You got sprung or something.
I can't hear. It sounds like a bunch of people
Apparently,
talking.
She had your nose.
That's what it
wow.
is.
Nah.
You
Hold wouldn't up. Like that. Then what was it like?
Can you hear it good?
What was it like?
Dreaming urine. Oh, summer loving.
Ghetto loving, black girl ass.
Ghetto loving, shotgun blast.
Met the shorty, fine as can be.
Met a thug, STD free.
Ghetto days, hobos away. How I love the hoes get so nice.
Ghetto, ghetto, ghetto. Tell me more, tell me more.
Is she a baby mama?
It's good shit, huh?
You had a lot of phone calls when you played that one.
Oh, yeah, everybody wanted to know where I get that.
People were saying, jumping on that.
Just my track.
You know they be bumping this in the hood.
Oh, yeah.
Down Pacific, then turn around, go down 4, then turn around, go down Pacific.
Demi Moore was really good in
Ghost. Oh, yeah, well, you know, I like those short-haired women.
She was,
We watched Dream Girls.
She dated this man that died.
No, like, he wouldn't tell her I love you.
He's got prostate cancer or something.
Dude, that guy had 6 weeks to live, like, 6 months ago. What the fuck?
Well, he's a lizard person.
You know what?
He's a lizard person. He crawled under a rock.
Yeah, Ramtha.
He's doing a sequel to Roadhouse.
Oh, no doubt. I know that you're waiting a lot. You're camping out in front of the theater for that one, aren't you?
Well, it's called Beach House. I got on the
on the site where I could get my tickets on the internet, so I don't have to wait in line for that shit. All I need to do is get a taxi ride there.
No doubt. Oh, Grandma.
Panorama City, bitches.
I know, what the fuck is up with the Panorama City bitches?
I don't know. You should have them call in.
Yeah, what?
What happened to the music? It's just like that American Pie shit. When the music died. She
wouldn't pay back. With the music down what? Tell me.
I don't know. It died, and then they got talked up all the metaphors.
Oh, yeah, the music died. Yeah. Oh, this is the day the music died, right? Or was that what you mean?
I don't know. You were supposed to be interviewing me.
Grandma, shit!
Grandma, shit! Grandma, shut the fuck up! Get the fuck away from me!
Don't hurt my heart, Grandma.
Look. Oh, baby, I don't mean to hurt your heart.
Oh, yeah, call me,
Let
baby.
Let me press your face up against my breast.
Well, I would like to. How about this?
My triple mastectomy.
Ow, Grandma. The microphone's scratching my face. It's just not the same thing as your real deals, baby.
These are pure gin and milk titties. Gin and milk spreading titties.
You know what, Grandma?
I pushed you right in the middle of my tits there.
My computer says I got some super quiet on here, but it's lying to me.
I hope that you're not as tired as I am. I'm tired and worn out from a long
day. That's the Muppet Show with our special guest, our Miss
Grandma!
Super quiet to me.
No, I'm not that quiet.
So, let me tell you about a long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
People were waiting for Sarah Palin to be president in 2012.
Yes, hallelujah.
Cops were shooting little innocent 21-year-old children in the back.
Yeah, in front of cameras.
It's the same old shit.
Yeah.
Please don't make me watch it.
Get things started on the most sensational.
It's the same old goddamn story.
I tell you what. 34 minutes remaining. All right, you know what, Grandma? We got work.
Is this where you say, I got work to do? I'll see you later.
No.
Is this where you say, I'll give you a kiss, and you're off to some other hoe?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying shit, man. Grandma, don't do me like that. Come on. What do you want to hear, Grandma? Come on. You know I love you, baby.
I want to hear is a Beat Calico song.
Oh.
With the word blood in it.
Grandma,
all
that's.
You need is blood.
That. Oh, wow.
It's a new one.
Is that a new one, really?
Maybe it's not that new.
I never heard that one.
Some MF Doom.
If I didn't have my sewing machine, I'd have come to no good.
I'll tell you what, though, Grandma. I'll tell you what.
Cthulhu, he's so heavy.
Cthulhu, I heard that one. You know what happened was that, oh, look at that.
All over the Free Radio Olympia computer, there was pornography downloaded by a certain DJ called Shakana. And they can't download music anymore, so there's no music at night.
What do you mean? What's wrong with pornography? All right, Grandma, you
have... Usually it destroys my server.
Grandma Tron, listen, you opened my world up brand new. I never heard All You Need Is Blood, but I'll tell you what happened was...
A premiere video.
We lost 20,000 MP3s here at Free Radio Olympia in the last week.
Because of your pornography habit?
Yeah, and
probably. Just be honest.
I will admit. I admit.
Put it on the stack, and then you can have a consensual vote.
I was slapping the salami, and I got spooge all over the hard drive.
All over it.
And it seized up. And
it was probably McDonkey Dick. He jumped his coffee on it.
Man, why do you gotta be like that? Why can't you just let me say that I came on the hard drive?
I don't know.
Grandma, come on. You know me.
Because I know you don't come clean. It's kind of dirty.
That's what I'm trying to say. Shit.
It's not Milky Way.
What do you mean? Don't be like that. I don't got syphilis.
I don't kiss and tell.
Well, anyway, all our Beatallica got eaten by...
That sounds like somebody just went in there and erased it. Because somebody was playing it too much.
Erased it. You know what they didn't get, though? They didn't get...
They didn't erase Dick as a killer, I hope.
They erased Dick as a killer.
Oh, my God.
I can get that again, baby.
That makes me want to kill myself.
No, Grandma, don't worry, because we got recorded episodes of the Shock and Awe Show, and every single one has Dick as a killer on it. Don't kill yourself, Grandma. Come on.
There
Listen.
You go. You could probably reconstruct the whole song from three or four different episodes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mom and Dad, last weekend, a girl in Rhode Island sent me a letter, and this is what it said. Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know, please send me a postcard. P.S. Dick is a killer.
Look, you got it. You can make your own version of it.
It all started last August the 11th. President Cheney and I were on the carrier in the Pacific. Well, no, here's what they didn't. They didn't delete a single one. The bastards couldn't get it. They couldn't get to it in time.
What couldn't they erase?
They couldn't get this one, baby.
Silly ass. Nigga, Idris Rock dick. Nigga, he cares his fucking asshole. Nigga, spending all the monkey smelling booty hole. Nigga, bulldog's ass.
Nigga, bulldog's ass. Nigga, bulldog's ass.
Nigga, bulldog's ass.
Yeah. I gotta feel the power of rock and roll, Grandma.
That's amazing. That still sounds like it did 15 years ago.
Oh, this one's really good here. Man, what's with all the cheering? I don't know what...
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna do a smash hit rock song for all of you sitting in the audience watching the show at the Ludlow, which is called...
This is DJ Woo with Grandma. Grandma, give us a promo right now or else I won't hang up on you.
Oh, you've been listening to the Shock and Awe Show.
You don't know who you're fooling with.
And
I'm going to shoot you in my
if you haven't been listening to it, you haven't been offended.
Fuck with me.
On,
Word up, Grandma.
90.7 FM.
Yeah.
Frequency modulation.
KSER.
That's 705-9780.
Fuck with me.
Hey, Grandma. Grandma. Grandma.
Fuck what? With
fuck with me and find out.
Fuck with me and find out.
Play the rock guitar like a rock star.
Oh, there she goes, man.
Like a hurricane.
That's the thing about Grandma. She's on like a hat and off like a habit. You can never tell.
Feel the power of rock and roll. 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 Play the finished track guitar. Rock it to the Maxwell House. Rock it on the mic, homie. Rock Saddam Hussein's ass to Russia. Feel the power of rock and roll. 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 We'll be right back. rock show hard as you can in Woodstock, New York. Make the crowd of 300,000 people roar like a sea monster. Take everyone on a honey joyride. Whip the hell out of that werewolf's ass.
Feel the power of rock and roll. Feel the power of rock and roll. Feel the power of rock and roll. Feel the power of rock and roll.
Rock over London. Rock on Chicago. Packard Bell. It's the world's number one selling home computer.
Attitude to politicians. At the beginning of the week, it was all, oh, they're all on the take, they're all out for themselves. And by the middle of the week, it was, please save us, please make things better again, just don't do it on expenses. Of course, there was real excitement when Obama arrived, a strange feeling that after 8 years, we could all go back to what we used to, cheering the Americans and being annoyed by the French. Like, because it was very confusing the other way around. And of course, it wasn't just Obama. There were 22 national leaders in London, which, given that it was a meeting of the G20, doesn't fill you with mathematical confidence for the financial system. Nothing was left to chance for the big occasion. All the delegates had a meal prepared for them by Jamie Oliver, which some of them liked. Others were spotted getting their mums to hand bags of chips through the Downing Street railings. Plus, the government gave all delegates a gift bag containing presents which
showcased British creativity.
Yes, and these included a tie, some chocolates, candles, and a tea towel. Even Obama was a bit hard pushed on the thank you.
I just want to thank Mr. Brown for this display of the vast wells of creativity that lie untapped in this proud nation of Great Britain. Any nation that produces candles of such might and tea towels of such majesty is truly a nation of tomorrow. I look into this goodie bag and I can truly say that Michelle and I have been given an unprecedented opportunity to pass these off as Christmas presents for people we don't know very well. And for that, I thank you.
And in the end, the delegates all went home with good intentions and gifts. Obama gave Gordon Brown a gift of a Marine One toy helicopter. Thanks, Barack. Yeah, your life is exciting enough to make action toys out of. Why didn't he just give Brown an action figure of himself?
Obama, man, savior of the world, now realistic speech, just pull this cord.
This gigantic, yet tiny world on which we, the American people, hover, balancing like a floating lily in a lily pond of substance, is...
Caution, child may not have time for entire speech before reaching puberty.
And, you notice, of course, that there's no Gordon Brown action figure in sight, though.
Gordon Brown. He's got fully hinged arms with realistic 10 degrees of movement and comes complete with 3 push-button sound bites.
It's a global problem. The problem is a global one. That is a personal matter for the Home Secretary.
So, another $1 trillion has been set aside to get the wheels of commerce rolling again.
Fuck you! Take this job and shove it! I'm not working for you anymore! Stick it up your ass! Suck my damn dick, asshole! Fuck your crummy-ass jerk!
Shove it into your hard drive and hit the road, asshole! This is Shock and Awe, and I'm out of here. One last song! And I'll see you next week. And I want to thank you, and you, and you, and you, and especially you, Grandma. You're so sweet. Good night. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Machine, the sewing machine, a girl's best friend. If I didn't have my sewing machine, I'd have come to no good end. But a bobbin, a pedal, and wheel the wheel by day. So by night, I feel so weary that I never get out to play. Oh, the sewing machine, a helping hand. If I didn't have my sewing machine, I'd drink to beat the band. But a bobbin, a pedal, as busy as a bug. So by night, I feel so weary that I can hardly lift a mug. Oh, oh, the sewing machine, the sewing machine, a friend in need. If I didn't have my sewing machine, a wicked life I'd lead. But a bobbin, a pedal, and dream about romance. So by night I feel so weary that I never get out to dance. Oh, the sewing machine, a pal, so a dear. If I didn't have my sewing machine, I'd try a stage career. But a bobbin, a pedal till amateur night comes by. But by then I feel so weary that I haven't the strength to try. Machine, me pride and joy. If I didn't have me sewing machine, I'd have many James McCoy. What? A bobbin, a pedal, a pedal, and that's the end of Jim. Cause by night I get so weary I don't even look up to him. Oh, have I got a boss? He looks like a horse. His name's Joe Goit. If he didn't own the sewing machine, I'd kick him where it hoits. While a bobbin, a pedal, he keeps his eyes on me. Why I never, never have kicked him still remains a mystery. Oh, I thread the needle and fix the shuttle and put in the cloth and pull on the lever and bobbin, a pedal, and wheel the wheel all day. Oh,
machine, the sewing machine.